the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. First of all, welcome to our visitors from NET, National Evangelization Teams, who are passing through. And they stayed here last night, and now they're, I think, on their way to the Northwest, but I'm not sure. In any case, while I was in seminary, I had a friend who was a big fan of the famous actor John Wayne. And at that point, John Wayne had been dead for several years. And my friend called him Saint John Wayne. And I thought that this was just a bit of hyperbole on his part. But he then explained, no, he was baptized on his deathbed. And I had known that. I said, well, he was baptized on his deathbed. All his sins were washed away. All the effects of sin were washed away. So he went right to heaven. So if he's in heaven, he's a saint. So he's Saint John Wayne. And that made sense to me. And it's in fact true. John Wayne was baptized on his deathbed. He had wanted to become a Catholic for many years, but he couldn't due to an irregular marriage situation. He had been divorced and remarried. And so it had to wait until on his deathbed, because all sorts of rules go bye-bye when you're on your deathbed. And all sorts of things that are not possible before are then possible. And in fact, one of his grandsons is a priest for the Diocese of Orange down in California. So, you know, we have a priest that I know whose grandfather is St. John Wayne. Well, on break, I explained this to my grandmother because I thought it was very entertaining. And my grandmother was not yet Catholic at this point. She only became Catholic a couple years before she died, and I got to baptize her, which was, again, very cool. But she didn't like that one bit. She said, that's not fair. How come he gets to go right to, you know, he gets to wait and get baptized on his deathbed, he gets to go right to heaven, but someone who's not baptized, who's baptized when they're younger, they may have to go to purgatory. I explained all this stuff to her. I said, well, it's the way God set it up. And it's true. It's the way God set it up. Because as we hear from our reading in the book of the prophet Ezekiel, if a wicked man turns away from all the sins he committed, and if he keeps all my statutes and does what is right and just, he shall surely live, he shall not die. So you can't live a really lousy life up to a point and then convert, genuinely convert, realize what you did was wrong, repent, seek forgiveness, receive forgiveness, and all those sins are washed away. You may have to do some time in purgatory, some penance here, either here on earth or in purgatory, but you're going to get to heaven, which is good news for a lot of us. And we see that in the lives of some of the saints. You know, Saint Augustine, you know, that's the big one, or Saint Paul, both who committed grievous sins and then turned from those sins and became great saints. But there's a but. And if the virtuous man turns from the path of virtue to do evil, and the same kind of abominable things that the wicked man does, can he still do this and still live? None of his virtuous deeds will be remembered. So you can live a really good life and then blow it. And if you die unrepentant, you're going to go to hell. Now are those who will say, as it says here, you say the Lord's way is not fair. That's not fair. You know, because many of us have this idea that when we're judged, the Saint Peter or one of the angels is going to pull out a ledger, and all of our happy stuff will be on one side, and all of the bad stuff will be on the other. And if the good outweighs the bad, then you get to go to heaven. But if the bad outweighs the good, you go to the other place. That's not how it works. All that matters is whether or not you die in a state of grace. If you die in a state of grace, you go to heaven. If you die outside of the state of grace, you go to hell. And that may not seem fair, but that's the way God set it up. And guess what? God made everything, so God gets to set the rules. And if you think about it, it is fair. God gives us all the chances in the world to repent and turn from our sins, even up to the moment of death. Likewise, he respects our free will so much that even if at the last moment we want to turn from him, he allows it. So, what's the moral of the story? Die in a state of grace. And since you never know when you're going to die, Stay in a state of grace at all times. As Saint Benedict said, keep your death before you always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.